Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, and let's look at these livestock futures from yesterday. Your take on yesterday's performance? They're kind of all over the place yesterday.
Yes, and we didn't really, Dave, have any fresh news out here to go along with it. Yes, last week we did see higher cash trade in the feed yard. That was good news. But we spent most of the session trading negative in the cattle complex with most of the downside really being tied to enough more than technical profit-taking than anything else. By the close, we did see a late rally allow the live cattle to be slightly positive, but kept the feeder cattle negative, even though they did come off their lows of the session. Now, we also saw yesterday the lean hogs show positive trade and close positive after seeing their quarterly hog and pig report back on Friday. Now, yesterday, we also saw choice box beef up 90 cents. Select boxes were down 91 on a total movement of 91 loads. The daily cattle kill, 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was up $1.02 yesterday. On the close, the June cattle were unchanged yesterday. May feeder cattle down 67 cents, and June lean hogs closed 55 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Make tracks to the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 16th through the 18th at State Fair Park. The latest in farm and ranch equipment will be on display, along with gentle horse training clinics by Scott Daly and live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls each morning and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a new Hustler mower. You'll find everything you need at the Oklahoma City Farm Show. Admission and parking are free. Details at OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at these grain futures, kind of the opposite from the livestock, nice day for the grains, boy, particularly for those wheat futures in Chicago and in Kansas City yesterday.
That's exactly right, David. We saw large double-digit gains in Chicago and KC wheat as funds short covering and concerns over dry weather helped to stimulate the upside in the wheat complex. Now, the corn and soybeans also managed to close positive yesterday. We also saw yesterday afternoon the Kansas wheat crop is being put at 15% jointed. The five-year average is 18. Oklahoma is 49% jointed, and the five-year average there is 55%. Now, the Kansas wheat crop is down 2 points from last week at 39% good to excellent. Oklahoma stayed unchanged at 44% good to excellent, and Texas also was unchanged at 55% good to excellent. Now, today is the quarterly stocks and prospective plantings report that will be released at 11 o'clock this morning. The trade is looking for larger stocks versus a year ago for wheat, corn, and soybeans. They're looking for corn acreage to be less than a year ago and soybean acreage more. At the moment, we're looking at May KC wheat trading 4.25 cents lower. May corn's down 2 cents. May soybeans trading 4 cents lower. May cotton is 7 points down. The May crude oil is trading 91 cents lower this morning. The June dollar index is up 54 cents now. And June Dow Jones futures are trading 86 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.